I'm in New York. And Jay Farrell is performing at the Albany Funny Bone and the Atlantic City Comedy Festival this weekend.
Yup, yup.
Jay Farrell is in the studio.
Yep.
Jay Farrell?
What's going on, man?
Man, this whole Kim Kardashian robbery.
Yeah, it's a bad time. Bad time to be a black dude in Paris with a girlfriend. Nah, they will take your stuff right now. But it sounds like when you heard about it, the first thing to pop up in your mind? Who travels around with that much money and jewelry?
And jewelry.
like what was happening over there? Like, who are they giving it to? Like, who was meeting over there for that? Why did that happen? That's the first thing. The second thing I said to myself was, dang, they gagged her. I hope ain't nothing else happened. You know what I'm saying? Because that was the second. Because you know, after a gag, I watch a lot of dope videos. After the gag, something pop off. You know what I mean? I'm glad she was safe. I was like, oh, man, I hope they ain't try to do nothing weird to her. You know what I'm saying? And then once I heard, when I seen her coming back, I was like, wow, whoo, she's safe. Huh? Thank God. Thank God. thank Kanye, because he think he got. Is that what we do?
Yes, he
definitely. He definitely does. I just wanted to know what that conversation was like. You know, I don't know who you are, but you know, we gonna find you, homeboy. You know, you ain't gonna be climbing in people's windows and, you know what I'm saying, snatching jewelry up. We gonna find you and we gonna put an end to it, you know. Because you ain't just gonna take, first of all, if you wanted to take something, you could have took something from my clothing line and wore it, you know what I mean, to promote me. You know what I mean? Now, if you would have done that, I would have been happy. But, you know, you can't be stealing my jewels, though. You know? I mean, I'm $50 million in debt, fam, and I'm still shining. And, you know, my fashion shows are going bad. You know, everything is happening. What about me? Oh, my God. What about Kanye?
Oh, brilliant.
That had to be the conversation. Like, oh, seriously, brilliant. Man. I was going to go to Paris, but forget that. Well, I ain't got no chick. I can go to Paris. What the hell gonna happen to me? And then I'm not gonna walk around with $8 million worth of jewelry. That's it. You know how many houses you can get with that? Those are houses. You know I'm looking to live. You know I'm looking to live in California right now. So you know I'm looking around, Tom. So $8 million to me is 4 mansions. That's what we need to do. And I would never take that on a trip with me. That's in the bank. What the hell is wrong with these people? And what's going on with these clowns? What is happening with these clowns?
The clowns.
What is happening?
What is that all about?
I don't know what's happening with these clowns. Listen, first of all, ain't nothing. A clown following you, that's really creepy. They say a cop or a clown. Clown's a little more creepy because they got the face and the facial paint, and they be walking around, and they be looking like cynical mimes. And that's weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's scary to me. But these, what is happening with this? Cynical mimes. Do you see them like clowns? There's nothing fun about clowns. Killer clowns in outer space. I saw it when I was 5 years old, and it scared the hell out of me. I've been scared ever since. If I get a chick and she ever have a fetish for some clowns, though, I said, well, you're on your own, because that's weird. And I'm not doing you. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I said doing you. You know, can I say doing you? You know, I gotta pull back. I know we on time during the morning. This ain't satellite XM. I can't exactly throw around the F words and the S words and nothing like that. I'm trying to be respectful, and I used to work in radio, so I'm not gonna get y'all off the air.
Thank you. Thank you
very much. That. Yeah. Yeah, man. What else is popping off, man? What else is going on, man? Tom?
Everything is going on right now, and I know you wish you could be on Saturday Night Live doing all these characters,
man,
and stuff.
Listen, I am...
the presidential debate.
He came up here. Yo, he was up here. Did you see that video I did? I did a little video of my recap of him on Tom Joyner Morning Show when he was just talking about Trump. Every time, if you don't go out and vote, that's basically a vote for Trump. And we can't have him out there. You remember Jim Crow? Jim Crow will come back. That thing will drop like a Drake mixtape. You do not want that to go down. Donald Trump, I mean, you look at him. He's very orangey. He's an orange guy. He looks like a big, tall Oompa Loompa. He's a racist Oompa Loompa. That's what he is. And, you know, I'm pro-Hillary. I really am. Even though she said some things back in the day that were really mean, I'd rather have that one. It's kind of like this. Do you want somebody to put the tip in or the whole thing? That is the comparison.
Wow. That's
a great comparison.
You get Trump, the whole thing's going in.
You're going to get Trump's.
You're going to get Trump. If you get Hillary, well, that's just the head. It's not that bad. I mean, it could potentially go further, but, you know, if she's like, hey, nope, then nope, we're not doing it. I'm sorry. Can I say that? I'm sorry. I already said it.
You said it. It's okay. It.
Listen, they don't know. It's some dude senior. In the back right now, the engineer. I've seen your engineer. He's really senior. He's really senior. He don't know what the tip means. He don't know what I'm talking about. Thinks I'm trying to give people tips.
Oh. That Jay Ferrell's always giving tips.
Yeah. Man.
Man, and what about ESPN Stephen A. Smith?
What is popping off with him?
And what's going on right now?
Oh, my goodness.
With everything in sports. I mean, it's...
Well, are you into baseball, Stephen A.? Because, you know, they got two black managers going up against each other in the playoffs right now.
Well, you know, the last time that we had two black managers going against each other, it was in the Super Bowl. And you remember what happened with that one.
Yeah, that
but as far as baseball goes, it was classical. I mean, nobody really could care less. We couldn't care less what happened. But, you know, it was classical. I'm just happy that all of this is happening after this Colin Kaepernick situation and everybody is getting on board. You know, take a knee, people. Take a knee. That's all it takes. You take one knee. That's a touchback. But we talking about baseball, which is totally different because, you know, baseball, I mean, okay, it's exciting in person, but when you're watching on television, unless somebody's getting a behind whip, you're falling asleep. I'm sorry. Baseball has got to be buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. That's all they go for, the peanuts and the Cracker Jacks. That's it, because it's nothing exciting. You might get hit in the head with a baseball, and that's a concussion. If somebody gets hurt, it's a great time, but if they don't, then I'm sorry. Baseball is boring.
I'm sorry, man. I'm going off, Tom. What else is popping off in the news? What else is going on, man? Oh. Listen. It's the okay. So, people, we got what? We got a month left.
Yep.
Until D-Day.
Yeah.
You gotta do Denzel before you leave, man. That's.
Have you seen Magnificent Seven?
Yeah. Have you seen?
I have
that?
Seen it. I have.
Yeah, you got
but
it.
I was,
you got it.
All right, okay. Yeah, all right. You know, my movie's very good, huh? Yeah, that's right. It's very good. Everybody likes it. You know what I mean? I got a lot of the black women to come out and see me because, obviously, I still have some climax and power. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's what I do. That's what I do. You know, the ladies, they love me. They don't even come for the rest of the people. You had all those superstars. You had all those superstars, and nobody cared about them but me. Chris Pratt? Chris Pratt ain't got nothing on me. Huh? What did he do? Tyrannosaurus Rexes? You want to fight Tyrannosaurus Rexes? I fought essays, fool. I fought essays. That's what I fought. I was right there in the hood fighting the essays. I talk. Hey, look, I got real predators, huh? And they're not digitally put in, huh? Yeah,
you see
the face. High definition. Jurassic Park. That's what you got, boy. Jurassic Park. High definition. That's all you have, huh? Who else we got? Ethan Hawke. Ethan Hawke ain't had a hit since Training Day. Huh? Yeah, that was his hit, huh? He was in Daybreakers, and that was for Lionsgate Films, but nobody saw it. Did you see it? No, you didn't. Huh? He was okay in The Purge. He was okay in The Purge. I mean, yeah, blah, blah, blah. He was okay. He wasn't that good. Yeah, it was all right, huh? If I would have done The Purge, huh, it would have already had 7 films. Huh? One, count them off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 films. That's what it would have been, huh? Because I would have lit that up, and it would have been so much, see, because there's so much attraction. There would have been so much attraction that they had to bring it back because you know Lionsgate is about their money. They want that money. You seen them Tyler Perry films. They want that money. Huh? Madea's. You know I can even do Madea. Huh? I can do Madea better than she can do Madea. I will have both. Everybody on both
Denzel,
sides.
Denzel, you can do Madea.
I can do Madea.
Hello?
I told you. Huh? That's right. Hello?
Now I'm going to tell you something. Sit down. Hello?
Oh,
that's all
God.
It takes, you see? You see? I am a bottle of talent. That's what
yes,
Zoe is, huh?
Are.
That's
Zell.
Right. Re-up.
Brilliant.
Stand up. Wake up. Wake up. There ain't nothing else, huh? Yeah. My man. My
Denzel
man.
Is that's white famous is. Just like Jay Farrow.
Denzel is white famous just like, you know what's great? Let me tell you something. Let me talk about the white famous thing. You know what's great about the little Jay Farrow and white famous? Why do I have to say little Jay Farrow? Somebody always has to put little behind something to try to belittle them, right? But it's not little. It's big. Huh?
Huh? The thing about it, the great thing about the whole White Famous situation is it's like Jay Farrell's journey as far and Floyd Mooney's journey at the same damn time.
And how did you end up at the Jay spot in Los Angeles, J. Anthony Brown's club?
J. Anthony Brown kidnapped me. That's right. He said, you're going to get some black people around you today. I was like, all right, okay. And that's what happened.
You filmed this Jamie Foxx produced movie.
Yeah, man. Jamie Foxx.
Do you do Jamie?
Listen, the thing about Jamie Foxx is nobody really has heard me do this for real, but what the fizzle, what the feezy? Hey, look, man, last night me and my dogs were hanging out, tired of being cramped up in the house. He said, hey, look, I'm doing everything for you. Whatever you need, you can have it. You know, he gets really, whatever you need, I will get it to you. I don't know what you need, son. I don't know what you do, but whatever you do, we're going to find out and we're going to get it for you. Do you like Asians, Jay Farrell? I love Asians. I love it. Do you like wontons? I love wontons. Let's go get some.
Kevin Hart. I mean, Kevin Hart.
Listen, Jay, first of all, this is what I'm not going to do. First of all, Jay, I'm not what they call a jukebox. So you're not just going to put a quarter in me and have me do all these voices. Ma'am, listen, I've seen you, J. Anthony Brown. Bow. What you need to do, you can come to the gym with me. I work out all the time. Swear to God, I do. You know what I'm saying? Stairmaster, elliptical. I kill everything. That's what I do. Bow, bow, bow. Gunshot sound. Pew, pew, pew. Everybody going to get it. Bow, bow, bow. That's what I do. Snap, clap, clap, clap. Check out my movie. It's coming out next Friday. Oh, my God. It's going to be amazing. It is Jay Farrell's birthday on that day, too. Oh, my God.
Yeah, man.
Jay Farrell, man.
Woo! The Atlantic Brilliant. City Comedy Festival this weekend. Albany Funny Bone, Jay Farrell in the New York studios. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all so much.
Yeah.
I talked to y'all.
Hey, coming
up. Hey, Tom, hire a younger engineer. That dude was like 78. You got to get him out of here.